to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. You're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM, where every week we talk all things environment and sustainability. This week, we're talking all about eco-friendly shopping, and I got chatting to Stephen Murphy, owner of Fresh Cuts, to find out what he's doing to help the environment.
So Fresh Cuts is an Irish sustainable brand. We design everything in-house. Everything's 100% organic cotton, so everything within the shop is Irish, sustainable and ethical.
And so tell me, where did this idea all begin?
We're going now maybe 7 or 8 years, I think, to be honest. Initially, it just started as we looked into a t-shirt brand, and it was more so when we actually researched, or were doing our research around the fashion industry, we kind of found out how harmful it was to the people that grow the cotton and the chemicals that are used within the processing industry as well. From a personal aspect, we decided to kind of keep it sustainable and ethical. We also didn't want kids making our clothes, so it was very important for us that there was strong working relationships as well with the manufacturers that we have. So yeah, from a personal perspective, we just wanted it to be sustainable. And over the last kind of 5 years, we've just seen the sustainability industry within the fashion industry grow a bit more. So people are a bit more aware of it, to be honest, yeah.
You started this with your wife.
Yes, my wife is the talented one. She does all the designing, so everything is designed in-house. It's all collection-based, so once it sells out, it's all small production as well, so once it sells out, we don't do it again. But yeah, I won't take any of the credit for the designs. It's all her.
So what should consumers be kind of thinking about when they're going into clothes shops?
Yeah, I think because with the rise in popularity, I don't like to call it a trend, I don't really think it's a trend, but with the rise in popularity in sustainability within clothing, I think there's a lot of greenwashing going on out there. So I would definitely look at the labels and the wording behind a lot of other brands. So like, you might find that some people might have a collection and they won't call it sustainable, they call it a conscious collection. If you read into the small print there, all of that effectively is they use a small bit less water in the production of it. So you should really look into, like, we would go by the GOTS certificate. So that's basically the gold standard in sustainable practices within clothing. Everything we do is 100% organic cotton as well. At the moment, a lot of people might talk about, like, recycled polyester and, like, at the end of the day, it's good for some items, but if you're looking at a jumper, there's no real need for polyester. Essentially, all that is plastic. There's no real need for that to be in it. The only reason people are putting that in there is to make it cheaper to produce. Sometimes what they're finding out now is the recycled polyester within clothing is what it's doing is it's taking that plastic out of the life cycle of being recycled into more plastic bottles, if you get me. So as soon as it goes into clothing, it can't be recycled again. So it's not as sustainable as what people are trying to tell people.
And what you're saying, and what I absolutely agree with, is that it doesn't take that much extra work from the consumer's point of view to make sure that something that they're getting is sustainable, is ethical.
100%. Like, again, go shopping in certain shops. When you come to Fresh Cuts, we have our own brand and then we have a couple of other brands from around Europe. But you know, as soon as you either walk through our door on Castle Market here or go onto our website, everything's certified, everything's to a certain standard. We're not trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes. Whereas I do think, depending on where you're shopping, yeah, the messaging might look like you're shopping sustainable, but if you look a bit further, you're actually not.
And that was Stephen Murphy, owner of Fresh Cuts. What are other businesses in Wicklow and around the country doing to help the environment? Here is Wicklow Wolf and Shuppa Ella.
Even down to like our bags, like we use like biodegradable bags and we try and recycle and reuse a lot. Like everything, there's a lot of thought into even like back of house and things and how we reuse things. Like we're very mindful of like recycling and things like that. And then yeah, in terms of clothes as well, like everything that comes in here, there's like everything has had a home before, even with the bags as well, which I love the idea of working here, that like there's a story behind the items, and then when somebody finds a new item that they're just like so excited to buy it, and it's like, you know, they found their, you know, their key piece for their wardrobe.
We're constantly looking at ways to reuse and to keep our waste as minimal as possible. So whether it's the spent grain from the beer when we're making the beer to start, That's all taken by a farmer every day up to his farm, where it's reintroduced into the food system and it's fed to his cattle. We use all of our organic waste material, so like the spent hops and yeast, and that's all sent off to an anaerobic digester to be turned into green gas.
You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website arstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Join the conversation online using the hashtag arstoprotect, and you can text or WhatsApp as well. Our number is 087-77-11-103. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused program series funded by Commission na Mban with the television license fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with the television license fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.